rural hearing. Division of Workers' Compensation proposed rules. Today we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code Chapter 127 and 28 Texas Administrative Code Chapter 131. I call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rules. It's approximately 10 a.m. on Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. If you plan to speak at the hearing, please make sure your screen name contains your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace, DWC's General Counsel. This hearing is about proposed rules to implement House Bill 2468 regarding lifetime income benefits. Notice of today's hearing was published on our website May 31st, 2024, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on June 7th, 2024, and in the Texas Register on June 7th, 2024. Please fill out a witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website with this hearing information or in the Zoom chat. We won't address any comments or request a comment if you put them in the chat, so please fill out that witness card form. I'm only going to call on people who submit the card, so just don't use the chat. I'll call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. So please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you. I'm going to begin the hearing by calling on Alan Craddock, Deputy Commissioner for the Hearings Division, to explain the rule proposals.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Mace, distinguished system participants. My name is Alan Craddock, and I'm the Deputy Commissioner here at the for hearings here at the Texas Department of Insurance Division of Workers' Compensation. I'm here today to explain the division's proposed amendments to Chapters 127 and 131 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposals were published in the Texas Register on May 31st, 2024. The proposed rules amend sections in Chapter 127 regarding designated doctor procedures and requirements. The proposed rules also amend and create new sections in Chapter 131 regarding lifetime income benefits. The amendments and new sections implement House Bill 2468, 88th Legislature, Regular Session 2023, which amended Labor Code Section 408.0041 and enacted Labor Code Section 408.1615. The proposed rules are necessary to implement House Bill 2468. We posted informal working drafts in October of 2023, and we considered the comments received on the informal draft when drafting these proposals. The proposal for Chapter 127 will add a reference to Labor Code Section 408.1615 in Rule 127.1D to implement the changes that House Bill 2468 made to Labor Code Section 408.0041. Specifically, the proposal adds Section 408.1615 to a list of statutes that, if it violates Section 408.0041, requires a division to deny a request for a designated doctor examination. The proposal for Chapter 127 will also allow for the suspension of lifetime income benefits received under Section 408.1615 and for the reinstatement of those benefits after completing a missed DD examination. The proposal for Chapter 131 will add definitions for first responders receiving benefits under Labor Code Section 408.1615. It will create procedures for a first responder's annual certification to the insurance carrier required under Section 408.1615, create procedures for the suspension and reinstatement of lifetime income benefits under Section 408.1615, and it will create procedures for the dispute of the first responder's continuing entitlement to lifetime income benefits under Section 408.1615. To help stakeholders learn about the changes and ensure a smooth transition, the division is planning an outreach program that includes we will provide training via webinars for all system participants affected by these amendments. These webinars will be recorded and available on the division's website. We will revise the healthcare provider and designated doctor homepages to include appropriate materials about these amendments, and we will notify system participants of the amendments, webinar, and resources. This concludes my presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Craddock. So next I'm going to call for public comments. Please state your name, an organization that you're representing, if you're representing one, and your position on the proposals, either for with changes or against. And so far I don't have any witness cards, but I'm keeping a watch, and we'll wait just a minute to see if anybody wants to comment. All right, I'm going to make last call. If anybody wants to comment, I haven't received any comment cards. So let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 p.m. Central Time on July 1st, 2024. We'll consider all validly submitted written comments, and if we had gotten any spoken comments today, we would consider them, but we didn't. We'll consider all that before drafting the adoption order for these rules. Thank you all for participating in the hearing. In this hearing on rule proposals for 28 TAC Chapter 127, 28 TAC Chapter 131 is adjourned. Thanks, guys.